Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man? How you doing, man? Big news in La La Land, but how you doing, though, bro?
Hey, I'm doing well, Doc, man. I'm doing marvelous, man. And there is some big news, man. There's a lot of big news going around, particularly circling and centered around our Los Angeles Rams. So let's dive into it, man. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's dive into it, man. This dude, man, that goes by initials, man. When I hadn't really cut the TV on the last couple of days. I ain't gonna even lie. You know, I hadn't been knowing what's going on. I cut the TV on yesterday. I had a time to rest because I've been working. And the first thing I pop up, I just said, oh. I said, well, damn. We go out and sign Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ, three-time Pro Bowler, outstanding talent, to go with a receiving core. Now, this caught me off guard. I have thoughts on it because he's an outstanding talent. But how surprised are you that we went out and signed OBJ after the Cleveland Browns released him? He cleared waivers, so that means, you know, it's really no risk, one-year deal. But how surprised are you that we went out and got OBJ?
Well, Doc, I'm not really surprised. That's been pretty much the MO of Les Snead and Sean McVay to make a huge splash. Although these are splashes that really impact and affect what you want to do offensively and defensively as a team as a whole. But you know, when you go out and you get a talent like OBJ and bring him into the fold, man. I mean, you know, first of all, I think we had it probably his choices were between Green Bay and Kansas City. You know, they both those franchises have great quarterbacks. But at the same time, I think Los Angeles offered Odell Beckham Jr. something that either one of those cities couldn't, which was Los Angeles. I mean, I think his personality fits. I think for everything he does off the field, everything on the field, man, I think he's a good, really good football player. He wants the football. I think he commands the football. I think him being in addition to what we already have offensively, it could bode well for everyone if we play it right. Meaning that I really believe a Cooper Kupp will really threaten the single season receiving title this year with the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. Because what it does, man, he's going to get attention. He's going to be one of those players, once he gets acclimated to the offense, he's going to command a double team. It's going to bode well for our offense. He's going to help, I believe, groom Van Jefferson. And he's going to help Robert Woods from some standpoint as far as attracting more attention away from Robert Woods so he can get involved in offense as well. But the main thing I think, which is a plus for OBJ, is this. I don't think he's played with a quarterback the caliber of Matthew Stafford. And I mean that from a cerebral standpoint to a physical standpoint. A guy that can put that ball on you as soon as you get out of your breaks. He's very accurate throwing the deep ball, and I think he commands the offense. So, you know, he had Eli Manning towards the end of his career, but right now he has an offense and an offensive coordinator in Sean McVay that will be very creative in finding ways to get him the football. And I think it'll be a good mesh, Doc. I think he'll be serene being in Los Angeles. Bam, this is where I want to be. I'm here in the offseason so much. You know, I can go to Laker games when I'm not doing my thing. But with the collective of talent that we have right now, Doc, I mean, we got to make it work, man. This has to work. And I think he has to be a participant in his own rescue being with the Los Angeles Rams.
Man, you just said some words right there. You just exactly right, Isaac. He has to be a participant in his own rescue. Now, let me say this. Odell Beckham Jr., as I say, outstanding God-given talent, man, physical ability, attributes. I like the signing, but this is my question, though, because, you know, we have shown that you know, we trying to win the Super Bowl this year. Damn anything else, we go out and got Von Miller. Hopefully we get to see him Monday night against the 49ers. Now we go out and get Odell Beckham Jr. But this is my question to you, though, Isaac. Because from my point of view, I like it, but this ain't where we needed help at. You know what I'm saying? This is not our receivers. We good. We good. He's not going to take any catches from Cooper Kupp. He's not going to take any catches from Robert Woods. Now, I'm not a body psychologist, but I was looking at Matthew Stafford when they asked him the question. Maybe he's excited. Maybe he's not. Because he knows he has a great relationship with the receivers that he has right now. He's building more of a relationship with Van Jefferson. So hopefully that this won't mess that up. But to me, I'm looking at Matthew Stafford. Now, I could be wrong. I'm looking at him as he says what he says. Well, if he can come in, if he wants to win, I'm looking at Matthew Stafford thinking in his head, like, man, look, I ain't trying to deal with another that's going to be asking for the ball. It's going to be crying about the ball. I'm not saying that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to do that. And I know adding a talent like him, you can never have too much talent. But this is my thing, guys. I just don't think that's where we needed help in order to get over to get to this Super Bowl by adding another great receiver, because we have two great receivers and the good receiver in Van Jefferson. I just think we needed help somewhere else, man.
Well, Doc, I mean, this is the opportunity to pick what's available. I mean, we may need help in other places, but that help isn't available right now. So when you have two minds, Odell Beckham Jr. and the Los Angeles Rams, both are free agents at the same time, and you can come up with an agreement for one guy to come into your fold, man, you pull the trigger on it. Now, as far as body language with Matthew Stafford, I mean, there are poker players that are all over the National Football League and professional sports, to say the least. When you get to that podium, man, there's certain things that you have to be PC in at times. And you can be stoic in your approach, but then on the inside, you could be turning backflips at the same time. You go in that locker room, you're turning backflips. Now, it's not about taking catches away from other guys, but having another weapon, because I think Coach McVay does a great job as far as spacing the field for everybody, and he does that with personnel. So we can just imagine, you know, a three-wide approach, single back in the backfield with OBJ, with our Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods on the field. Doc, at times, you got to double somebody, man. So when you're doubling one guy, you know, this is a formation or personnel that keeps the chains moving, and that's what we want to do. So availability, being available, him wanting to come to Los Angeles, let's be real, he wanted to be in Los Angeles. And then in addition to an already potent offense, Doc, I mean, I think it's a recipe to work. And you know, it's just the mindset of the player coming in, being willing to adapt to the new surroundings and add his impact, you know, from his ability to play the game.
I got you, man. I'm just wondering. And you may, what you said, that's probably one of the, just a great point. You know, it's just about what's available. See, it's stuff like that, man. You're going to end up going to ESPN and you're going to be leaving your boy, but it's all good, man. We're still going to be
better. I'm going to raise us up. We're going up together right here. We're going over this mountain. I ain't striking the rock a second time. I'm going to speak to this rock.
All praises to
the most. We there, baby.
Yes, sir. All praises to the most high. Hey, but check it out. It is a potent offense, man. But, you know, I'm just one of those, like, our offense was already poisonous to defense. And when you got a poison that's going to kill you anyway, you ain't really got to add any more poison. But yeah. Odell Beckham, he's available, like you said, which is a great point, and he is outstanding, and he can give us the same kind of get the ball in your hand on the rocket sweep trap like right. Robert Woods can give us, because he's a dynamic talent, and he may be able to return some punts, because you know he can do that. So that's something we can do. Right, go ahead, Isaac, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you, from a running back standpoint, how does this benefit Darrell Henderson and that offensive line as far as running the ball with his addition?
Man, like a mug, because what can happen, you can on the snap, you can bring them around, like on the reverse. You can fake it to them. If they thinking OBJ going to get the rock, you know the linebackers, all you need is the linebackers to go towards him just a half a step or a step, and you give it to Darrell Henderson so he has more space to work, because the linebackers that's assigned to the running back, he going to be trying to pay attention to OBJ coming around, who sometimes you give the ball to, just like they give it to Robert Woods sometimes. You pay attention. So that can open up holes and lanes for Daryl Henderson to see and for Daryl Henderson to get through, because we see some of those holes that Daryl Henderson has run through is because the Robert Woods is a threat, you know, thinking he's going to get the rock. So it helps that guy out tremendously, man. And also because a lot of times linebackers get in Superman mode. Instead of taking care of their business, they want to look, okay, I'm going to go do something else and not paying attention to the running back. So it's going to help him. I know it's going to help the offense. I'm glad about it, but I'm just taking the other side when people sitting back and right. be like, okay, is this something that we really needed? More help in the wide receiver room when we had all these wide receivers, you know, that we released DeSean Jackson. So it's a vet coming in, but it's really no, you know, we ain't really got nothing to lose 1 year.
Right.
And the year is almost over with, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was a great question, but if you're OBJ coming to the squad like this, how are you approaching your new team, new mindset? Not really, you know, because he's a brand, you know, are you putting that on the back burner? Like, because if he can win a Super Bowl, I mean, his stock goes all the way back up again.
Tremendously, Doc. So, I mean, he's adding what he does to this team. I would just adapt, because let's be real, the cream always rises to the top. So he's going to affect everything that we can do from an offensive standpoint with just his presence, being in the huddle, breaking the huddle. I mean, for me, as far as the running game is concerned, Doc, you're going to have to push your safeties back now, because we have three receivers on the perimeter who, when they have the ball in their hands, they are a threat to take it to the house. The run after the catch addition that Odell Beckham brings to us, man, is superb. So you have him out on the perimeter versus one-on-one, he's going to break a tackle. It's going to be to the point where this running game is going to be running against a seven-man front consistently, Doc. So that's added pressure to our running game. Our guys up front is what these guys want. It's added pressure to a Daryl Henderson. And it's also added pressure to a Sean McVay, to the point where, bro, you want to run the football? Let's go ahead and run it. We got what we want. We got this look, seven man in the box. Let's run the ball and let's be effective in our running game. It always raises its head when that running game is needed, man. It'll be no different from this year.
And I mean, like, I love it, man. Odell Beckham Jr., Von Miller, man, two of the best to play the game in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, everybody was going to be looking at us anyway saying, y'all got to win the Super Bowl. They definitely saying, y'all got to win the Super Bowl. Because if we don't win the Super Bowl this year, they're going to be like, man, y'all just messed that all the way up. You know what I'm saying? You added two guys like that. But going into Monday night, hopefully he gets a chance to play, you know, put him out there. Von Miller, hopefully he plays. But we're facing the 49ers, man. What we 7-2, that 3-5, something like that, and 6-3, or something like that. But San Francisco not having a very good year this year. But damn, bro, they didn't beat us 4 years in a row. I mean, four times
That's
in
right.
a row. So this is a game that we cannot take lightly. This is a division matchup.
Well, Doc, I think it's the game of the week, man. You know, we've lost the last four to the San Francisco 49ers. It's our rival game within the division. Northern California versus Southern California. And there's a lot of history there. So this game is important. San Francisco hasn't won a home game since the NFC Championship years ago that propelled them to their last Super Bowl. So they're going to be up for this game as well. They got a lot riding on this game. There's a lot of scrutiny around Shanahan these days as far as who is he as a coach? Is he this offensive guru? Or can he lead these men to the promised land like they want to go to? But the game itself, man, I think it's going to be one of those feature games. We lost the last four on the road. We had a lot of additions, so there's a lot of attention coming to the Los Angeles Rams. And I think it's important that the leaders in our locker room, Doc, take back the power. Take the power back from everything that's happening outside, the new additions coming in from the new media wanting to be there to interview these guys and be talking about these new additions that we have, to really focus in on the job at hand. The Aaron Donalds of the world really has to galvanize and bring these guys together, man, and say, listen, the goal doesn't change, man. We're about winning this division first, having a home playoff game, and then making a deep playoff run to end up playing a Super Bowl in SoFi Stadium again. So it's important that the captains that are on this team retake the power, man, and refocus this squad.
Great point, man, because when you're looking at the division, Arizona's 8-1, undefeated in the division, 3-0. We're 7-2. We're 1-1 in the division, NFC West. San Francisco is 3-5. they're 0-3 in the division, so they haven't won a division game, and we really can't afford to lose this game. And plus, it's, as you said, it's against our hated rivals. Well, hate, whatever, you know, but our rivals, the 49ers, and you're right, we do have to take the power back. And one, we've been talking about receivers, and since you're one of the best to ever play the game, we got a good one in Cooper Kupp. Great one. But, bro, Deebo Samuel, man, for the 49ers, Isaac. What impresses you about dude? I like it because he has great hands, but not only that, he's so physical, man. This dude is a great receiver, which I don't think he gets enough credit, and people don't talk about him as much.
Well, this guy is SEC raised. He is a football player first, and that's the way I judge these guys. Can you play football? Meaning, can you run after the catch? Can you make a tackle if you need to be? Can you absolutely, you know, do things outside of what you're being paid to do? Deebo Samuels can do it all. I think he's right up there as far as, you know, league leaders in catches and receiving yards this year, and he's healthy this year. So he's been a consistent offensive force for the San Francisco 49ers for the last couple of years, man. And anytime they figure out a way to get him the football, he's making plays, Doc. So I love the guy coming out of South Carolina when he was drafted, second round pick. And, you know, he's been everything that the San Francisco 49ers expected him to be and some.
Now, when you're looking at the stats, Cooper Kupp leads the league with 1,019 yards. Deebo is right there at 882 yards. Yeah, I know, man. Whoa, already, bro. Whoa, 9 games into the season, he already got 1,000 yards. Cooper is just rolling. But Deebo is 882 yards. And according to these stats, man, he's averaging, you know, only 2.9 yards per game, fewer than Kupp. So he's balling out. He's playing extremely well. So I want to see, you know, they're going to put Jalen Ramsey on him the whole game, or they're just going to play defense and let the chips fall where they may. But before we get out of here, man, why has San Francisco been so successful against us the last 4 games? Because they've been struggling before, and they'll just knock us off and take us out.
Well, I think it's their commitment to run the ball, Doc. I mean, they're committed to base everything that they do offensively to running the football. They always have a great scheme, great plan from Shanahan as far as, you know, running those zone reads, getting those guys through those holes, and they're hitting home runs on their running game. So what does that do to a defense? That puts you on your heels. That brings that extra safety down in the box, something that you don't like, and it sets up their play action pass. And Garoppolo has been doing a good job playing within himself as far as getting the ball out of his hands. 2 years ago, he hurt his ankle, came back, and, you know, the first game was against us. He's getting the ball out quick. We don't have time to even touch him. His uniform stayed clean the entire game. And before you know it, he's probably got 250 yards passing, a couple of touchdowns. He hasn't been touched all day. So Shanahan puts him in a position where he can make quick decisions, getting the football out of his hand. And that running game, man, it's always been potent. And I don't expect anything less from the 49ers this week. We just have to be prepared for it. Just like I said, man, the captains on our team should go in, have these guys have a team meeting. Let's say, look, listen, bro, the goals are still attainable. They're still right there for us. Let's cut out all the noise. Let's focus back in on our goals at hand, man, and let's go out and get this win, particularly this week, Monday Night Football versus the 49ers.
You got it. You're right, man, because San Francisco has been more physical than us the last couple of times we played them, and they were just bully balling us. But, hey, man, I'm looking forward to the matchup, Monday Night Football, Rams, 49ers, Von Miller, Odell Beckham Jr., just a cast of characters in Hollywood, man. Some of the best to ever play. Anything else you want to add, Isaac, before we get up out of here, man?
Hey, man, it may be Hollywood, but let's keep it football first. Football first, winning championships and winning division crowns and NFC championships, all of that adds to your brand. And those are things that you can't purchase, Doc. You have to go out and win it in between the trenches.
Great advice. All praises to the Most High. That's going to do it for another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.